This isn't the first time Republicans have pushed a photo ID plan, but this time around they're tying it to allegations of voter fraud in Milwaukee. The city has estimated there were around 10,000 more ballots cast than people who voted in the 2004 presidential election. A recent investigation also turned up more than 1,000 votes cast from invalid addresses. Republican Assembly sponsor Jeff Stone of Greendale says until the state requires photo IDs at the polls, the problems will only continue.
We have a gap in our voting system that someone can appear on election day, vote, have their ballot counted, and then we can't locate them or know who they were or where they were from within weeks after the election. And I think it leads to a situation that undermines confidence in our electoral system.
Stone's plan would have people show driver's licenses, state picture IDs, or military identification when they cast their ballots. UW-Madison College student Chris Holterman says that would have been nice in the 2004 election when he was a poll watcher. Holterman says he challenged a man's address on election night, causing a chaotic situation.
The county clerk and police were called because they were, you know, the man was thought of as stealing his vote, and that whole issue would have been solved just by presenting a photo ID.
But the idea has little backing from Democrats. Governor Jim Doyle vetoed a similar proposal last session, saying it would have made it tough for some seniors to vote. He cited his own mother, who doesn't have a driver's license. Wanakee Democratic Representative David Travis told his colleagues yesterday that other groups would also suffer, including poor people, students, and minorities.
This bill is directly aimed at suppressing voter turnout, and everybody in this room knows that. It's aimed at keeping people from voting.
Republicans say photo IDs would be open to anyone, since the plan would provide a free state ID to anyone who asked for it. But Madison resident Carla Smith suggested that's not always as simple as it sounds. Smith is bound to a wheelchair and says catching a bus to the local Department of Motor Vehicles office and waiting in line is a hassle.
It sounds like a simple thing, but it's not just a simple thing for people with disabilities and people who are elderly. And it can cause a lot of hardships, and please don't take it away from us.
The plan would let people vote absentee from their homes if they send in a photocopy of their state ID. It was also modified to let people with a long history of voting absentee continue without sending in anything. The committee will likely vote next week to send the proposal to the full state assembly for debate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.